It's late July, and I'm in Delaware on the Atlantic coast. Being an Arkansas girl, my daughter Ariel, who lives in Portland, Oregon, tires of the cloudy weather in the Pacific Northwest. For summer vacation and a chance for a tan, she wanted to go east to Delaware Bay, handy to the famous beaches on the Atlantic Ocean at Rehoboth, Delaware, and Cape May, New Jersey. It didn't hurt that her mother's parents, Arnold and Margaret Edelman, own a comfortable, airy house at Broadkill Beach on Delaware Bay, just minutes from Rehoboth and an interesting ferry ride to Cape May. It also didn't hurt that the Edelmans wanted all of us out there, including me, even though I am divorced from Nancy, Ariel's mother, and Arnold and Margaret's daughter. They also welcomed Ariel's boyfriend, Ian. From the Edelman Beach House, you hear waves on Delaware Bay and all of the bird life of Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. Their modern house has open porches, big outdoors, welcoming windows with great views. Prime Hook, with its vast marshes, forms the backyard. The place is full of a big fish-eating hawk, the osprey. Just listen to them out there. Ospreys whistle a lot. I can see four birds. Prime Hook is a vast green ocean of grass. It's coursed by tidal creeks connected to Delaware Bay and the Atlantic. When the tide is out, big, gooey mudflats appear, and these are populated by whole cities of fiddler crabs, and the creatures who eat them like clapper rails. You know fiddlers, small crabs with an immense fiddle-like claw. For much of the day, clappers are completely invisible in the marsh grass. Thin as a rail, as the saying goes, they easily move through dense marsh grass. But at low tide, they come out onto fresh mudflats to bathe in the tidal creek, to preen, to chase fiddler crabs, and sometimes they sing. Ariel, Ian, and the Edelmans are all game players, and they like to stay up in the evenings. I'm a morning person. I was typically up and out at first light. It tends to be calmer then, and I can hear birds better. Here's a recording of eastern kingbirds that were hawking for flying insects over the marsh. On another morning, I found a mixed flock of wading birds, including great egrets, snow egrets, glossy ibises, and tricolored herons. There were at least 100 or more catching small fish in a shallow pool. It was a busy place, as you may suspect from this recording. Arnold Edelman celebrated his 85th birthday that week. The family welcomed Ariel's friend Ian. I had fun on a shopping trip with Nancy and Ariel. Margaret Edelman and I took a canoe trip through Prime Hook up Broadkill Creek, enjoying ospreys, seaside sparrows, and a flock of laughing gulls resting on the creek. This postcard from Delaware Bay just isn't big enough to provide more details about evening games, good food, early mornings on the dock, Ariel and Ian, the generosity and hospitality of the Edelmans, but I think you get my point. A summer trip to the beach is about family. This week met all expectations. For a birder from inland Arkansas, it's also about enjoying the salt marsh and ocean. I'll just leave you with the clapper rails, kings and queens of the great marshes behind Delaware Bay.